This is Ronald Coleman. Here's the program you asked for.
The makers of Campbell Soups bring you Request Performance.
I guess we've got a little while to wait yet for that post-war airplane and that post-war car. But tonight we're unveiling what we think is the first post-war radio program, Request Performance.
And of course you know who drew up the blueprints. You did. You, the listener. You're the head man on this show. All you do is write in what you want to hear, and everyone in the entertainment world stands by to perform your requests.
A month ago, we started to tell you about this radio program through announcements on CBS stations all over the country.
Your letters summoned the stars and prepared the script for this Request Performance number one. Now, here's our first letter, Francis. It's from Mrs. William Bell, 466 East Oak Street, Wauseon, Ohio. She writes, Dear Campbell Soups, Hollywood, all my life I've dreamed of visiting New Orleans. Would you take me there on a radio trip? Sincerely, Mrs. William Bell.
That's our cue, Ronnie.
Mrs. Bell, yours is the first letter to be answered on this first broadcast of the new Request Performance series. Will you take my arm? We're New Orleans bound.
Ride by river, rail, or rowboat, hop a hand car, hail a showboat, come to New Orleans. If you call your home Nebraska, Wauseon, or Nome, Alaska, you should come to New Orleans.
People with a pleasing manner flourish in Louisiana. Care is very rare.
Don't be a doubt, it will get into your blood, so come down to New Orleans. You'll say it's grand, so come let your chest expand tonight down in New Orleans.
Union Station, Rampart Street, New Orleans.
Listening, Mrs. Bell. Are you latched on, Wauseon? This is no 40-cent rubberneck bus tour of New Orleans. This has nothing to do with museums or the Chamber of Commerce. What we're trying to do is tune in on some of the sounds and spirits which hang in the air over Rampart Street and the Vieux Carré and Lake Pontchartrain.
What do people in New Orleans do for a good time? Why, this is a town where the good time was invented.
This is Mardi Gras Town. Fog sits softly on the city, and you can hear the river sounds. On a night like this, Mrs. Bell, you can sometimes see a figure rise up from the riverfront. You see him? The tri-cornered hat, the lace cuffs, the long Spanish saber at his waist. It's Lafitte the pirate. He points a long, bony finger at the base of a twisted oak, and then he becomes part of the fog again. Thousands of treasure hunters have followed that ghostly sign. But no one has ever found a trace of the golden doubloons of the pirate king, Jean Lafitte, citizen of New Orleans. Down Perdido Alley, there's an old Creole woman with a basket of blackberries balanced on her head. New Orleans is a singing city. You might say it's the spot where the singing commercial was born.
Romane, 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 lady. I know why your chimney won't draw. Stoves won't bake, and you can't make no cake.
Yes, there's music from the chimney sweeps, from the vegetable market. Add up those street cries and the legends of the river, and the fever of Mardi Gras, and you get something that sounds like this.
Music that was born and raised up the back alleys of the French Quarter. Shades of the Dixieland band of old King Oliver, of Jelly Roll Morton, of Satchmo, of Sidney Bechet, and all the gang that played their hearts out in the city of New Orleans. Train. And sleep well, Pirate Lafitte. I hope you enjoyed this trip to New Orleans, Mrs. Bell. Write us again sometime.
Treacher, Arthur Treacher. I have at hand quite a delicious request from Mr. E.J. Newman of Tucson, Arizona. A most imaginative chap, Mr. Newman. He writes, "Dear Campbell Soups, Arthur Treacher has been a movie butler for so long, how about turning the tables and ask somebody else to butler for him?" Bless you, Mr. Newman. We'll be happy to oblige. Oh, Coleman!
You rang, sir?
Yes, I'm going out to dinner tonight, Coleman. Have you prepared my things for the evening?
Oh, yes, sir. I've laid out your clothes, I've polished your shoes, and I've bubbled your bath, sir.
Yes, thank you. Oh, and don't forget to dust my high silk topper.
Very good, sir. Will there be anything else, Mr. Treacher?
Yes, Coleman. Would you help me into my robe?
Most certainly, sir. Here you are.
Left sleeve first.
I'm sorry, Mr. Treacher. Will that be all, sir?
Only one more thing, Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it again.
This is Frances Langford. I've a letter here from Mr. and Mrs. Sidney Holmes of Glendale, California. Dear Campbell Soups, Hollywood, we have an anniversary coming up this Sunday, and we'd appreciate it very much if you would perform on your program the tune which we remember always as our honeymoon song. Well, we can't turn down an old married couple, so Mr. and Mrs. Holmes, here's the tune that was popular on your wedding day. Of course, it's still on the hit parade. By the way, how does it feel to be married exactly a week? I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? I wish I knew, but only you can answer. If you don't care, why let me hope and pray so? Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on or just forget you? What shall I do?
From Mrs. Estelle Pallion, Boston, Massachusetts. Dear Request Performance, we've been having an awful time getting kitchen help. And a few nights ago, I had a dream where all of Hollywood's famous servants got together in my kitchen. When I told my husband about my dream the next morning, he suggested that I write you to see what would really happen. Well, Mrs. Pallion, since this is a dream program, let's make it come true. Take Bueller from the Marlin Hurt Bueller Show, heard every Sunday just 1 hour before us. Ozzy and Harriet's Maid Gloria. Arthur Treacher from the Jack Carson Show. Finnegan from Duffy's Tavern. And just for good measure, the Burns and Allen Postman. Put them all together in the kitchen of Miss Frances Langford of the Bob Hope Pepsodent Show. Right now, Frances is giving last-minute instructions to Bueller.
I don't see why you're pretty little head, honey. You let Bueller take care of everything.
Oh, I'm not worried, Bueller. It's just that it's time to serve. Have you prepared the pâté de foie gras?
Just no, honey. I've been busy. I ain't had no time staying around patting the foie gras. Just think, my kitchen talent is just like one of those debutantes. Tonight is really coming out.
Were you able to get any help?
You should see the culinary characters I got in that kitchen. They really are collecting the peculiarities.
All right, Bueller, I'll bring in the guests.
Oh, ain't this gonna be something at party? Hi-ho, hi-ho, I'll make that gravy flow.
What is the meaning of this, Finnegan?
Shut the mouth and make the treaty.
Yes. One doesn't write on the place card, please pay cashier.
You mean you're not going to let them get away for free?
Now, just a minute, folks. We sure got a fancy crew to cater to tonight, and we better get moving. Because right now, they're leading the mink tapeworms into the dining room. And first of all, we got to get these tender, juicy pigeons out of the oven. Not quite done yet. Now, where you suppose that Miss Gloria is?
Did you call me, Miss Bueller?
Miss Gloria, where you been so long? We've been worried about the cake.
Oh, you should never have sent me to the bakery. Every time I go there, I just can't tear myself away.
How come?
I don't know. Whenever I get into a bakery, I just like to stand there and smell.
That cake looks kind of sad to me. Lucky we got a pudding for dessert. Mr. Treacher, will you brandy the pudding?
I'd rather brandy, Mr. Treacher.
My, must be all that glamour parading into the dining room. Now, just think. In a minute, little Beulah's going to be feeding all them famous faces. Yes, sir, this is my Hollywood premiere.
Why don't you have them put their footprints in the mashed potatoes, eh?
Oh, bless his wilder little IQ.
Let's peek through the crack in the door. Oh, look at that beautiful star in the purple slacks. What's her name?
Jack Carson.
And who's that behind him?
That's still Jack Carson.
Who's that over there?
Well, I think that's Mr. Marlin Hurt.
Well, what does he do?
Plays the part of a maid on the radio.
What a silly job for a grown man.
Oh, my. There's Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Oh, they're so funny on my radio program.
Well, we got to stop this gawking, folks. We can't just let them stepping out there on the big empty stomach. Oh, Mr. Finnegan, I've got to fill the water glasses. Would you go out and pour?
Sure. How do you put a head on a glass of water?
Oh, look at here. I forgot the hollandaise sauce. Gloria, honey, will you whip it up?
Oh, I don't know how.
Well, all you got to do is melt the butter with one hand, squeeze a lemon with the other hand, and pour in the milk with the other hand, and keep stirring with the other hand.
Oh, I can't do that. I got no lemon squeezer.
She ain't got no lemon squeezer. Well, go along. Do the best you can,
Till the end of time, all the stars are in the sky.
Hey, that sound like the postman. Why, come right in, Mr. Postman.
Special delivery letter from Mr. Burns and Miss Allen. Are they here?
Listen to him. He talks funny.
Mr. Burns and Miss Allen's in the eating room dining.
Oh, I'll wait.
Mr. Postman, do you have two hands you're not using for a couple of minutes?
Oh, if I can help you, I'll be glad to dig up into my elbows.
Now, honey, if you don't keep stirring, that holiday sauce will turn green.
Mr. Postman, I hope you don't mind helping me stir.
With my manly body and my massive muscles, I feel so exuberant I could just scream with joy.
Well, go ahead. Why don't you?
Thank you.
You know, I've been trying to place your accent. What part of the country do you come from?
Shyness, Arizona.
Isn't that a coincidence? So do I.
Why, yes, I remember you. The last time I saw you, you were just a little ugly girl with freckles and skinny legs. But now...
Yes?
Now you're a big ugly girl with freckles and skinny legs.
Flatterer.
Well, keep stirring.
Is there any more brandy for the pudding?
Why, Mr. Treacher, is that big bottle all gone?
Well, I used a third of the bottle to wet down the raisins, and a third of it in the mixing bowl, and boop.
That accounts for the other third. Mr. Finnegan, what happened out there?
I lost an ice cube.
Oh, look, shine your light on me, because everything is going wrong.
Oh, Gloria, your beauty intoxicates me. Your lips are so red. Your eyes are so blue.
How's the hollandaise sauce?
It's so green.
Lady Luck, where is you?
I'll wait till you paste my brandy pudding. Has anybody got a match?
Sure, what do you want a match for?
Well, you always serve a brandy pudding flaming. If it's good brandy, it will burn with a slow, steady glow.
You see what I mean?
Good heavens, what happened, Beulah?
Oh, Miss Frances, all my beautiful food, instead of having it coming out, it had it going up.
Beulah, this is terrible.
Oh, it isn't Beulah's fault, Miss Langford, you see.
Someone's in the kitchen with Beulah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know.
Creature's in the kitchen with Beulah. But Peter thinks he'd better blow.
So, Finnegan's in the kitchen with the Beulah.
The postman's in the kitchen, too.
Gloria's in the kitchen with the postman.
And Beulah's in an awful stew.
It's raining raisins.
Beulah's in an awful stew.
Let's go to Duffy's.
Beulah's in an awful stew.
Just keep on smiling.
Beulah's in an awful stew.
But I got the world in a jug, Lord. Just a stopper in my hand.
Oh, that poor Beulah. Dinner all ruined and everything. I wonder where she went.
Mrs. Chavez, was you inquiring about my whereabouts?
Well, yes, I was. Now, don't be too unhappy, Beulah. Accidents like that are bound to happen. And I want you to know that this doesn't for one minute shake my indomitable faith in your gastronomic wizardry.
It don't?
In fact, my wife asked me to get a recipe from you. Or, what is it now? Oh, yes, pot roast.
Oh, Mr. Sharman, that's pot roast a la Beulah a la Moe. But I ain't disposing around for... Oh, that I'm asking Campbell folks how they make tomato soup.
Oh, but Beulah, you see, that tomato soup recipe is Campbell's own exclusive.
Well, so's my pot roast.
Well, yes, but Campbell's tomato soup is the result of years of experience in soup making.
So's my pot roast.
Years spent in developing the world's finest tomatoes and in blending these extra luscious tomatoes together with golden table butter and gentle seasoning into a soup so deep down delicious, you know what?
Know what?
Campbell's tomato soup is the soup most folks like best. And here's big news. The new pack is at your grocer's now. Yes, ladies, the new pack is in, so better make a note to get a supply maybe tomorrow.
You know, Mr. Chaba, my boss, Miss Molly, he keeps a supply on his shelf. Of course, I hope he don't keep too much or I'll be out of a job. Because he know and I know that camel soup on your shelf is like a part-time cook in your kitchen. Well, I'll be there.
A score of years ago, a man wrote a book part prose, part poetry. Hundreds of thousands of you have read that book and loved it as I have. That's why I was happy to find this letter in the request performance mail. From Mrs. Ruth Insel, Forest Hills, Long Island. She writes, I believe that if a few pages from The Prophet were broadcast on your program, that many other listeners might come to treasure it as I do. Well, Mrs. Insel, it's a pleasure to perform your requests. Here, then, are some excerpts from The Prophet by Khalil Gibran.
Speak to us of marriage.
You were born together, and together you shall be forevermore. You shall be together when the white wings of death scatter your days. Aye, you shall be together even in the silent memory of God. But let the winds of the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cups, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone, even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your heart. And stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow.
Speak to us of children.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable.
Just heard the premiere broadcast of the radio program you asked for. Request Performance, presented by the makers of Campbell Soups. The stars who performed your request tonight were
Ronald Coleman,
Francis Langford,
Charlie Cantor,
Arthur Treacher,
Anna Hurt,
just call me Junior,
Gloria B. Benedetto,
your postman Mel Blank,
your composer conductor Lee Stevens,
and your director William Hale Roach.
Next week, a completely new and different cast. Frank Morgan, Rudy Valley, Diana Lynn, Hoagy Carmichael, Jimmy Lydon, and Earl Robinson. The stars you asked for, doing the things you asked for. Request Performance is produced by the Masters Club of Hollywood for the makers of Fest Tonight to Campbell Soup's Hollywood. Listen again next Sunday, and don't miss the Jack Carson Show, brought to you by Campbell Soup every Wednesday night over this same station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You're listening.